maybe the texture too because of all the...
Oh yeah, because the outside has to be, take the sunshine and the rain and everything else. It's more wear and tear. But this apartment could be made beautiful.
Sure could, in fact. It's many large.
But at my age, now for instance, this furniture, I'd have this furniture done over, but I'd spend a lot of money on it. No child in the family is going to want it. I mean, you know, they have their things. And I think they'd rather have the money if I don't have to spend it all being taken care of. $750 a month for a room at Dawn Rest Home. A room with a private bath, and they were going up.
That includes
you pay extra to have your washing done, $25 a month. I don't know where that's gone up. I had a friend who had been a friend for a number of years who died over there in January, and that's when I found out exactly what folks were paying.
That's unbelievable.
And of course she wasn't over there for just a few months, but the room she was in was $725, and she had two sitters. And when she got worse, those two Negro women figured it with themselves. Every other day, one of them would work 16 hours. Now, they're not many people, but they really loved Ruth. One of them had been working with her for about 7 years, and she really loved her. And I hope, she had left money to a cook she had earlier in life. But then there was a time when that woman died. And Ruth didn't have a cook for a long time. But about 7 years before she died, she got this Mary Bennett, to come work for. And she was still working for her. And she really loved Ruth. She really did. And I hope that the executor of the estate is going to give them the money she left to this. She never did change it. See, after that woman died, it was still in her will. And some of us hope that he's going to split that between the two who were so good to her.
It's just a...
But you just can't save up enough. You can't save up enough to take care of you. If you live, now there's one Mrs. Burns, widow of a doctor here. She was over there in Dunn Rest Home over 8.5 years. Her granddaughter lives in Montgomery, but I don't know what her married name is. The girl was Margie Allen. Her father's a dentist here. And her husband is an oral surgeon. And they live in Montgomery. And it's right funny. She has two children. And her pediatrician is a young fellow. I don't know how long he's been a pediatrician in Montgomery. I didn't know until his brother came here to his 40th high school graduation reunion last summer, and he stayed with, he's Webb, Ed Webb, his brother's H.D. Webb. And Ed Webb is his pediatrician, and he is Marge's pediatrician. He's the one who looks after her children for her. Isn't that funny, both of them really in Selma?
Sure.
Of course, he's a lot older than Marge. She didn't know him in Selma. But I didn't know that he was a doctor over there, but I said, well, he's a pediatrician looking after the Montgomery children.
We know a number of people who have lived in Selma quite well. I mentioned the sexton to them.
Yeah.
Who lived here quite some time. And Marriott and Arthur both live in Montgomery, and they have some of their children live there now. I think other of their children live here in Selma.
Yeah, because there's a sexton who played on the Morgan, I told you, Morgan.
Canteen.
And they won the state championship.
Oh, did they?
They sure did, Morgan Academy.
It was basketball?
Basketball.
Was this last weekend?
Uh-huh. Last week.